Hello and welcome to a special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. Now, these poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, remember, it's the message of the poems that interest us most of all. I will not be singing, but just listen to the words and be blessed. Sing along with me if you want to, right where you're at. We're going to start with one that I remember from my earliest days in the church as a child, the chorus anyway. We learned the verses later. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Through death into life everlasting he passed, and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him, and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. And then that famous chorus, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. This song, again, goes back to my childhood. One of the ladies of the church would come by my house. I was just a little boy, and she'd take me over to her house where there was a piano, and she would teach me songs of the church. This was one she taught me. Under his wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, there I am blessed. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. And the refrain, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. And then in the Billy Graham days, my heart can sing when I pause to remember. A heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. This weary world, with all its toil and struggle, may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it's destined for the skies. But, chorus, until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Amen. I believe the man that wrote that song was a convert of Billy Graham in his crusades out west. Somebody wrote a song based on the Psalm 25, 1-4. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Verse 2, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. And these are repeated. 3, show me thy ways, O Lord. 4, remember not the sins of my youth. And then the chorus, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not mine enemies triumph over me. That's word for word from Psalm 25. Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Paul Stuckey's song, wait till you hear this. King of Hearts was sold with a kiss. How could we completely miss the point of what he's saying? Wait till you find out. They say he died without a doubt. They turned his room inside out. I wonder where he's staying now. This is modern lingo. Wait till you go there. Angels next to every chair. And the hall completely bare, except where you are kneeling. Wait till you see him, surrounded by the cherubim. You'll never need your eyes again. The Spirit will be healing you. Hearts come, hearts go, hearts beat, hearts flow. One thing you ought to know, where's the heart that started love? Hearts come, hearts go. This one's called Walk with Faith in Your Heart. Walk with faith in your heart and you'll never walk alone. For with faith in your heart, the world is your own. You never will grieve if in him you believe and walk with faith in your heart. When the dreams that you dream seem to disappear from view, that's the time to fight on, and soon they'll all come true. He'll lighten your load as you travel life's road. So walk with faith in your heart. Whenever you have troubles, just reach out for his hand. He's by your side, your constant guide, and quick to understand. You will find happiness if you let him be your friend, and you'll find that success is just around the bend. He won't let you down. Wear a smile, not a frown, and walk with faith in your heart. The Hawaiians sang this one, walking in the sunshine of his love, walking while he leads the way, for I know that if I let him, he will make my pathway clear and bright, because I'm walking in the light of his love, talking about the love and peace and joy, telling everyone here, there's a way to live your life and not regret a single step you take. So start walking in the light of his love. So I'll say no to everything that this world can offer me, because soon it will all pass away. Lord, here is my life. You can do with it as you like. For what do I care? I'm walking on air, and that's how I want it to be. And then you repeat verse 1. This is an older one, and one that I've learned to love. Christian, seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams of ease away. Thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Principalities and powers mustering their unseen array wait for thy unguarded hours. Watch and pray. Gird thy heavenly armor on, wear it ever, night and day. Ambushed lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Hear the victors who are came. Still they mark each warrior's way. All with one sweet voice exclaim, watch and pray. Hear, above all, hear thy Lord, him thou lovest to obey. Hide within thy heart his word. Watch and pray. Watch as if on that alone hung the issue of the day. Pray that help may be sent down. Watch and pray. Amen. We are a moment. You are forever. Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor. You are eternal. Love everlasting, reigning on high. We are the broken. You are the healer. Jesus, Redeemer, mighty to save. You are the love song we'll sing forever. bowing before you, blessing your name. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. The Christ who dwells within us is the greatest power we know. He will fight beside us, though the enemy is great. Who can stand against us? He's the captain of our fate. Then we will conquer, never fear. So let the battle rage. He has promised to be near until the end of the age. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. The Christ who dwells within us is the greatest power we know. A couple of choruses here. We are the reason. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. And then we bow down. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the seas. You were Lord of the heavens before there was time, and Lord of all lords you will be. You are King of creation and King of my life, King of the land and the seas. You were King of the heavens before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord or King. King of all kings you will be. Another chorus, we bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. And you repeat that line. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of praise. Yet another chorus, we declare your majesty. We declare your majesty. We proclaim that your name is exalted. For you reign magnificently, rule victoriously, and your power is shown throughout the earth. And we exclaim, our God is mighty. Lift up your name, for you are holy. Sing it again, all honor and glory. In adoration, we bow before your throne. We have an anchor. Remember this one? Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Will your anchor hold in the straits of fear when the breakers roar and the reef is near? While the surges rage and the wild winds blow, shall the angry waves then your bark o'erflow? Will your anchor hold in the floods of death when the waters cold chill your latest breath? On the rising tide you can never fail while your anchor holds within the veil. Will your eyes behold through the morning light the city of gold and the harbor bright? Will your anchor be safe by the heavenly shore when life's storms are past forevermore? Well, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him then face to face. The angel will sound the shout of his coming, and the sleeping shall rise from their slumbering place, and those remaining shall be changed in a moment, and we shall behold him then face to face. Oh, we shall behold him, yes, we shall behold him. Face to face in all of his glory, we shall behold him. Yes, we shall behold him face to face, our Savior and Lord. We close with that one today. Thank you so much for being with us during this series. We're getting close to the end. You've probably figured out, if you know that we're doing this alphabetically. Here we are in the W's, and there's just not going to be a whole lot more. We've got the W's, and we've got the Y's, and so on. It won't be long. But thank you so much for coming this far. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.